Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Mark Knopfler bringing us back. The Walk of Life, that's the name of that song. Have a great visit with our good friend Gail Goodman, one of my favorite people in the Brain Trust. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost 10 years. She's the CEO of Constant Contact. That's ConstantContact.com. Her new book is called Engagement Marketing, How Small Businesses Win in a Socially Connected World. Gail, remind the audience how they can find the book.
Go to EngagementMarketing.com. We have links to local booksellers and all the national online brands you'd expect, or just go to your local bookstore.
Yeah, just check it out. And you buy two, folks, because you're going to want to keep one and give one away. Hey, Gail, we've been talking about all the different social platforms, Facebook, et cetera, and how to use them, how to get engaged, take our engagement that we're so good at as small business owners to a little more of a technical level. But you know, one of the things I've been predicting for a long time is that in time, Facebook will become less important, and I think small businesses will increasingly have their own social media platforms around their own local customer base and prospects, and it'll be on platforms that they have a little more control over. And I believe companies like Constant Contact will be helping them with that. What do you think? You're already doing it with newsletters. You've been helping me do this with my newsletter community for years. And I just think that over the next few years that it's going to be a lot more local and not so much global platform. What do you think?
You know, I think everything is going local, but I think local is going to mobile.
As
businesses, we have to interact with our business customers or our consumers on the platform they're using, and mobile is definitely the platform of tomorrow.
Yeah, no question.
And once you're on mobile, you've got to get folks to open an app. And I think that's tomorrow's marketer's next challenge. I will say the app, you know they're going to open. It's their email.
That's exactly right.
I would not rush to social and leave email behind.
That's right.
I think email is going to be the anchor of your communication strategy for some time to come.
And that's the reason why when I talk to these young people who don't like using email, I say, let me tell you something, email's not going away.
Yeah, and as soon as they get out into the workforce, by the way, they will adopt email.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's the thing. I mean, a lot of folks don't realize that your email marketing strategy, that's a social community that you're building, isn't it? It doesn't have all of the bells and whistles that Facebook has, for example. But I still believe that we're gonna have platforms, technology that will allow right now, Facebook's great, but Facebook has rules that some of them I don't like, and I just think
and Facebook doesn't guarantee you continued visibility.
There you go.
Facebook acknowledges that if you have a business page and people like you, over time, if they don't re-engage with you, Facebook will take you out of their feed. So the average business page, when you post something, only 16% of your fans will see the post.
I'll be darned.
16%. As opposed to, for email, we get 98% of the email in the inbox.
Right.
I'll take 98 over 16
every
day of the week.
Every time. But see, the reason I'm bringing this up, Gail, is to get small business owners to not think about Facebook, but to think about building community. And that's whether they use Twitter or Facebook or an email or whatever they use. to think about building community and using technology to leverage that, and that includes mobile.
Absolutely. And build community and build your contact database
mm-hmm.
as the route to building that community, because community technology will change. And if
yep.
you have the contact data, you can migrate your community to tomorrow's platform.
Absolutely.
Technology keeps moving. Your
That's
customers
right.
need to stay.
Absolutely. Hey, Gail, I got to wrap it up. Give us a website one more time, please.
At constantcontact.com or engagementmarketing.com.
Congratulations again on the book. Come back again real soon.
All right. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Gail Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.